Blog Talk Radio.
Is really cute.
Bloomberg announced today?
Meet a 14-year-old girl the morning after. Can you imagine that? One of the commentators said, well, we have to. Pregnancy for a 14-year-old is like a double death sentence. A death sentence for the mother, whose life will never be the same, or is extraordinarily unlikely to amount to anything, and a death sentence for the baby, who really doesn't have any kids. When I say a death sentence, I don't mean actually physically killing them. What I'm talking about is a death sentence in terms of the possibilities of life. Hey, 9145, welcome to the Norm at Night Show. Welcome to the chat room. 9150. Came and went. Oh, no, 9150 is here, too. Welcome. You're in the Norm at Night chat room. We are talking about the referee and the morning after show. Kind of a real juxtaposition there. Somebody give me a call at 347-945-6713. And let's talk about these things. Consciousness to consciousness, person to person. I mean, what do you think about 14-year-old girls getting the morning after pill? And their parents don't have to know about it. If their parents even would care about it. Is that worse than what the Chinese did? Or is that not as, or is what the Chinese did to control their population worse than that? They're going to do it at schools across New York City in the poor neighborhood. Is that genocide? Come on, where are all your right-to-lifers now? Where are all you people who don't want to pay taxes? Who say we should let those babies live? Who's going to take care of them? Who's going to provide opportunities to the mothers? Who's going to create a world where those babies have a chance? Call me and tell me. 347-945-6713. Come on, I want to hear from you. Come on, all you big signers of the pledges, no new taxes, cut social spending. We're killing fetuses in New York City the morning after they're conceived. We're not even making sure, the morning after pill, you don't even make sure you're pregnant yet, just take it. Somebody call and talk about this. 347-945-6713. Or say something in the chat room. I'll be glad to go back to this topic. And tell me how worrying about whether or not a damn football game had a touchdown in it or not a touchdown compares to the gravity of that question. Should 14-year-old girls be given the morning after pill? A better question. Why do 14-year-old girls have to be given the morning after pill? What's the matter with this country? Hey, DM, how are you? Glad to see you in the chat room. Why don't you give us a call? Hey, I got a call coming in a little early, too. I must have hit some nerve. All right, let me go see if I get this call on the line. Go ahead. You're on with Norm at Night. How are things on the coast?
Pretty good. Nice weather. It's around, I don't know, 80-something. I just made myself a nice salad, and I'm going to eat that after we're done here.
Okay, all right. We had some nice fish tonight.
Okay.
It was really good.
Yeah, I like that.
So what do you think about the football game last night?
Oh, we're on the football. I called because you were, I thought you were going off the rail on that abortion pill thing.
Well, I was kind of going off the rail, you know. Everybody's, the football game.
Yeah, it wasn't a touchdown.
Oh, it wasn't a touchdown.
14-year-old
girls are getting the morning after pill in New York City.
Yeah, well, okay.
What?
14-year-old girl. Okay, it's a 14-year-old girl, right? Okay, now.
Yeah.
Now, you know, we do have states where 14-year-olds are, you know, consensual adults for marriage.
I'm not sure. I'd like some corroboration of that.
Yeah, I think we do have some
states
here.
Not New York, I can tell you that.
Well, I know, not New York, no. You know.
One of those girls who's been given that pill has been statutorily raped.
You think so? I mean, if they do it with a minor, another minor, I don't think
no,
that's why.
And they're both, I'm sorry, it's still rape.
Yeah, it would be difficult to try. I don't think that would work. I think the law...
I said destruction of evidence.
Oh, okay, if you want to go there. Yeah, there are a lot of issues involved with that one.
Well, anybody out there in the chat room listening, what we're actually talking about now, I sort of made one of my leaps from NFL football to... the morning after pill being given to 14-year-old girls without parental consent in New York City by order of Mayor Bloomberg.
Okay. You know what the morning after pill is, how it works. See, it works exactly like a birth control pill, except that it's stronger.
Right, and it causes spontaneous abortion.
Yeah, well, the egg or zygote cannot access the wall of the uterus.
Right.
And that's
right.
Basically it. Okay. So
it's a fertilized egg in this case.
Yeah, it is, but it's you know, let's say if you take it within a day or whatever, there isn't much going on in there, you know, you probably won't even notice it, you know.
Oh, I know. You just go out, have a fling, and pop a pill in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
That makes more sense than birth control. You only got to take the pill after you have a fling.
Well, yeah, but I mean, obviously, it makes more sense to take the pill on a regular basis. So you don't have to. There is the fear and the possibility is not there of conception, you know, so.
Well, if you take it, but isn't the pill on a regular basis more dangerous? Hey, let's get a woman on the phone here. Someone
that
knows something about the reproductive system. 347-945-6713. Give us a call.
Yeah, because
you will be respected, I promise.
Yeah, because, you know, when it comes to those areas, we're pretty much in the dark. No pun intended, but, yeah. I know what I know, and that's enough. You know?
Yeah.
There's a lot of it I don't want to know about.
Well, what about the idea that where they're giving these pills out without any question, it's in economically depressed neighborhoods? So is that minority genocide?
Yeah, are these only being given out in minority neighborhoods?
That was the way it was made to seem on Morning Joe this morning. Hey, another call coming in. Hold it right there. Oh, God, we're going to have a three-way tonight. Outstanding.
Okay.
Hey, go ahead, 410. You're on with Norm, too.
Norm, can you hear me?
I can hear you perfectly fine.
Norm, do you know who this is?
Well, I think I do, but I don't like mentioning names on the air.
Well, I'll just go by Dan. How about that?
That's fine. That's who I thought it was. You were big on all those marches, too, weren't you?
What was I doing?
Didn't you go on all those March for Lifes and all that other kind of stuff?
I did go on one about 7 years ago.
Okay, so what do you think about them giving out the morning after pill in New York City?
No, I don't want to talk about why. Where did you get this topic from?
I'll tell you where I got this topic from. And I admit I go in weird directions. I was watching all the carrying on and insanity about this damn football game last night. Heck, it even made the governor of Wisconsin side with a union. It's unbelievable. But anyway, I was watching, and then they just did this quick little segment in the middle of all this football hysteria about the morning after pill in New York City, and that it's being given out to whoever wants it, no parental consent necessary, no questions asked. And
okay.
If my understanding of New York state law is correct, every one of those people, if they had had sex the night before, has been statutorily raped.
Okay.
And I'm wondering, my God, are we destroying evidence? Yes, my tongue is firmly planted in my cheek here.
Hmm.
I want to, you know, we're worrying about whether that guy caught a football. 40% of the kids in Buffalo, New York, right now, who are getting ready for bed, are hungry. And we worry about whether it was a tie and whether the receiver or the defender's back made the catch. It's a game, for God's sake. Kids starving to death is not a game.
Okay.
Well, what are we
going
to do
about
it?
Where that's where this came from.
Yes, that's exactly where this came from.
Well, I don't know. There's an endless stream if you're on Facebook or any other social site, and it is dominating, you know, the feed. It's just endless, Ellis, all anybody wants to talk about. But,
it's a football game.
Yeah, well, it's going to blow over. I mean, you know.
And you know what? It just, because the football game, it was not the replacement referee that verified the call.
Well, I think that, I thought they did verify the call, though. I think that was part of the problem.
Yeah. The guys upstairs, didn't they look
at
it?
The guys upstairs said the replacement referees made the right call.
Yeah, okay. Well, you know,
Go ahead.
I mean, we've all seen bad calls before. It's not like, I mean, they're rare, but I mean, well, look at the Stanley Cup where the guy kicked the puck in, right?
Well, I was just about to talk about the hockey.
Yeah, I mean, Buffalo was talking about that 3 years later.
The league apologized.
I would go to Buffalo and it would still be on the television.
Well, hold on. Now, on the topic of hockey, well, they after the lockout, I think what they instated was, every time that, you know, the referee, there's a call that's a little iffy, they go upstairs to Toronto. And I think Toronto is where the hockey headquarters are.
Mm-hmm.
And every time, you know how they're on the phone inside the glass there, they're talking to somebody in Toronto.
Oh.
And they're looking at the video replays.
Mm.
And that's, you know, they get their official word from the guys in Toronto.
Well,
so I'm trying to figure
God.
Out in the NFL.
That
correct
me
if I'm
feel,
wrong, but I'm pretty sure that was the case.
Well, you know what? That makes me feel really good.
I don't even have to worry about how we're going to feed the hungry now.
How we're going to visit the sick.
well.
How we're going to bury the dead. How we're going to visit the imprisoned. How we're going to give strength to the thirsty. Oh, well. I think we should write to the Pope and have him just scratch the corporal works of mercy. Just throw them out. We don't need those babies anymore. Now we'll worry about the referee.
Yeah,
and
well.
Send the replay to Toronto.
Well,
wait. Where is this going between the morning after pill and babies and poor people? Can please verify this for me.
It's already to life.
Well,
what is that? A whole bunch more. Oh, wait. You know what? I almost forgot. Those people are going to get the pill. They're all freeloaders anyway.
Not necessarily.
They'll be in the 47. They must be in the 47%.
Here we go with the 47%.
Yeah, you.
They're all those freeloaders.
Well,
here we go.
Hey, a lot of those people vote for Romney, you know.
I guess that's the other 53%.
Because
only the freeloaders vote for the black guy.
Well, you know, I think we touched on this last week. That's
I tend to go in a circular motion.
Yeah, well, the poorest states in the country are all in the South. They're solid red states, and they collect more government assistance per capita than anywhere else in the country. So Romney's base is, you know, the filthy welfare beggars.
Well, no. You're Washington, not a filthy welfare beggar.
He doesn't know that, but that's what they do.
Well, you know, the 47%. I was trying to figure out if I was in it, but then I said, no, I can't.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, I haven't collected unemployment for quite a while, so I'm not in the 47 now. However, in another 5 years. Okay. Do you want to count my foreign tax credits? Then I guess I'm in, okay?
Do you have foreign tax credits?
Yes.
Just go out and have a beer. Oh, wait, Mormons don't drink.
Well, if you invest overseas, in most countries, and you have dividends, they have a withholding tax.
Oh, can we talk about Mitt Romney's taxes? I would love to get in on that.
Yeah, that was
I have been studying for the CPA, and mm-hmm. 3 weeks ago, totally predicted outcome of the entire thing.
Wait, I'm out. Did you say the CPA exam?
Yes, the CPA exam.
Okay. You're going to be a bean count.
Yes, so I know just more about taxes than, you know, probably a lot
most
of the country.
People. Yeah.
So
okay.
I exactly predicted what happened. He took the charity deduction. He actually gave more to charity than he needed, and all of his income is on the dividends and interest.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it was.
and the max is 15.
An amended return on November 5th.
Yeah.
It's all has been this way for a number of years. I remember when I was a child, and there was a stink out about Bill Gates, how, you know, everybody was lauding, oh, he only gets a $1 salary. And everybody was like, oh, yeah, that's awesome. I wish everybody could do that. But what they didn't tell you was he was getting, you know, $100 million in stock options. Why was he getting that? Because it's taxed at 15%.
Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, all this fuss over Mitt Romney's tax returns, he said exactly, he didn't break any rules. Now, you can argue about the 15%. Okay, we could argue about that. But there's nothing in his tax returns that's, you know, does not qualify him to be president.
Are you joking?
No, I'm not joking.
You think somebody who has accounts in the Cayman Islands should be president of the United States?
Well, if they're legal, then...
Wait. You think somebody whose company took their startup money from the death squad people in El Salvador to be president of the United States?
Well, the funny thing was, the company who exposed the Cayman Island thing, guess where they were based? Oh, the Cayman Islands. Oh, how funny.
Do you think somebody who says China's our greatest enemy and ships jobs to China knows more about putting jobs in China than anyone should be president of the United States?
I thought Russia was our greatest enemy. Maybe not.
Well, you know, actually, I don't think we should rule out the Russians, to be perfectly honest. I don't think he was that far off the mark.
For what?
Hey, folks, the Russians still point their missiles at us.
Yeah, but, you know, how long has that been going on? A long time.
God, we've got to stop Iran from getting a nuclear weapon.
On Iran. Did you see the interview with Piers Morgan? Did you see the interview with Piers Morgan?
That
Ahmadinejad did?
I can't hear you.
Did you see the interview that Piers Morgan did with Ahmadinejad?
I didn't.
I did
not. Okay, well, you should look it up, because what did Ahmadinejad say about the homosexuality? So I'm wondering, are Democrats going to want to bomb Iran now, since based on Ahmadinejad's comments?
Well, it's the Republicans that don't like the homos.
Yeah,
well, Ahmadinejad doesn't seem to like them either, so let's go bomb them. I think we can all agree on that.
Well, you know, I watched a documentary, I think it was on Frontline, and it was called The Dancing Boys of Afghanistan.
Oh, my.
And it turns out that all these Afghan leaders and all the wealthy Afghans kidnap children or buy them as slaves or whatever. And then they're trained to be like female acting concubines. And they dance, and then they all bid on it, you know, to see who gets to buy the boy. And this is, like, openly done in Afghanistan right now.
We're talking some
sick stuff here. These are the allies, of course.
Well, I think we can all agree that there's lots of problems over in the Middle East that neither Obama or Romney are going to solve.
Yeah, that's why I like Gary Johnson, because we won't be there.
Football?
We won't be there.
For a touchdown. What a country, as Tim Russert.
Yes, it is what a country where the Democrats are complaining about the war of women that the Republicans are engaging on here, and not the real war on women that is in the Middle East.
Yeah. As far as women go, they have reproductive rights. They have the right to have a baby or not have a baby, and they can have as much sex as they want in between. Now, the only problem is determining at what age do their rights begin. It could be 12,
well,
it could be 14. You know, pick an age, and then we'll take it from there. You know.
The other interesting question is, should you ask the question if you have sex with a possibility that...
Can you speak up? I couldn't hear you.
If you have sex, is there the possibility of having a baby? And are you willing to live with that possibility? And it's not just women that need to ask that question. The Lone Rangers of this world ask that question, too. You know, if you go out and plant a seed, you got to expect something to grow. Hello?
I could barely hear you.
Yeah, you're like way fuzzy. There's a lot of static coming in. Are you there, Norm?
Where is Norm?
I don't know.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yeah, that's better.
All right, I bought this new microphone at a flea market.
Oh, jeez.
Hey, it was $3.
Well, it sounds like it.
You know, if you all want to send me $5 every week, I'd be happy to take the money and get new equipment.
Okay. Hey, Norm, here we go. Okay. I just typed in something because of that rape thing you kept talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah. If two 14-year-olds have sex, can the guy be tried for rape? No. But both could be charged for underage sex, which is illegal in some states. And rape is only when it is against a woman's will, with the exception of statutory, and they have age restrictions on that. A sexual act is also considered rape when the older party is over 18, blah, 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 that we know. So anyway, if
can
it's consensual between two underage children, adolescents of the same age, then it's it can't be considered rape. So,
what if one's older than the other?
Well, if one's 15 and one's 14, no, it's only if, I'm getting feedback, dude. Turn off your computer. Or mute it. Sorry. So anyway, if there's an 18-year-old and a 15-year-old, then yeah, that's statutory rape, of course.
Somebody's echoing.
Well, it's not me. I don't have any sound on.
I'm on a cell phone.
Who's got it on? Fess up.
Now we're better. Anyway, hey, somebody else out there, come and join in with us. We only got 25 minutes left, and this is a good one. So tonight, 347-945-6713.
Okay, what leap are we going to take next?
Oh, wait, I got more topics to talk about tonight.
Yeah, can we get away from this, the morning after pill, please?
Yeah, let's go.
Yeah, we're on the 47% now.
Excellent.
Now that we're getting free morning after pills, I guess we'll be real freeloaders. Let's see. Oh, here's a great one. It seems like all it takes to have enough stuff in America, you know, and to lose all your desire for further self-improvement, the flat-screen TV, a microwave, cable, and the Internet. Throw in a cell phone, and we're all in hog heaven.
Yeah.
Okay, what's your point?
Bread and circus.
Do you really believe that?
Hell yes. It defines our century.
What are we talking about?
Bread and circus.
Whether or not have you made it in this world, if you got a flat screen TV, a microwave oven, cable, and the Internet.
Yeah, bread and circus means that if you keep people fed and something to distract them, and whether that's cable TV or cell phones or Internet, then that's all you got to do. The masses will stay happy.
Oh, is this? I remember learning this in school. Was this the theory of the ancient Romans? Yeah, the Coliseum.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
so that's
really,
the same
really
idea.
Really old, yeah.
Yeah, so that's way back in the day, but the same idea?
Yeah, same idea.
Whoa. Let's take turns here.
Well, no, I was just making sure that I understood what the Bren Circus was.
Right, it sounds like it's the idea of both modern political parties. I might vote for Gary Johnson, too. The more I've explored him, at least he's a left libertarian.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I would say Gary Johnson, definitely. He's, you know, but he's most definitely not, you know, a globalist. He's not an interventionist. You know, you can expect, I mean, if he were
xenophobic?
He would probably cut the military in half at a minimum. And all those bases overseas would be gone. But it also means that we would have to stand by and watch events that we may not like.
That's what we do now.
Oh, I don't know.
I thought Obama was supposed to solve all that.
Oh, geez. His foreign policy would be no different from Romney. You know, we already know that. His foreign policy is no different from George Bush. There's no change whatsoever.
In fact, he's better at his foreign policy than George Bush.
He's actually been more successful. That's correct. I don't know if anyone's really noticed, but we've been building up in Africa continually every year. We now have a new command, AFRICOM.
I didn't notice that.
Didn't exist before.
Well, didn't President Bush do a lot of good stuff in Africa?
I don't know that he did much of anything.
I thought he extended the AIDS program there.
Yeah. The only thing that really changed, we shifted our oil imports to Africa, you know, in Nigeria in particular, because we didn't want to be as dependent on the Middle East. So we did a lot of development on the west coast of Africa, which is, you know, a good portion of our oil import now.
That's right. Angola has a lot of oil.
Yeah, there's a lot to be had there. The Chinese have, you know, moved in. And,
right.
Okay, who's giving us the feedback now?
Not me.
It's not me. So who is it? Come on.
I don't know.
Nobody, come on, this isn't an elevator where somebody farts. You know.
Hey, stop it. No,
okay.
I don't have any microphones plugged in.
I'm using a landline phone. I'm clean.
It's
immaculate.
Not me either.
I think it's you, 410703.
Yeah, that's me. I'm fine.
All
okay,
right.
Well, there's no more.
Although I am calling from California, so.
Okay.
Oh, you're calling on a cell phone?
I am calling on a cell phone. I don't think that would matter, though, would it?
No, in fact, it's to your advantage to do that.
Hmm.
Okay,
so,
well, there we go.
Where are you in California?
I am in San Jose right now.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm in Sacramento.
Oh, you're in Sacramento. There we go.
Yeah. About 110 miles or a little more than that, but...
Yeah, I'll take the red eye back to Baltimore tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm.
Why did you go to California to take the CPA exam?
No, I'm not taking the CPA there. I'm actually at a training for my company.
Oh, you actually have a job.
I do have a job, yeah.
Oh, you must be a Republican.
Figure.
You know, I can't tease anymore because I have a job, too.
Good. I am glad.
So
but I will say, coming, I've been, a year out of college now, and so I would say, probably half of my friends, maybe 60% of my friends got jobs, and 40% didn't, something like that.
Were you a year ahead of my daughter?
What was that?
You were a year ahead of my daughter then.
Yes. I actually graduated in last December.
From Towson in May.
Okay. I graduated last year.
Right.
I don't know if it's the same for her, but,
there's definitely... Well, she hasn't found a job yet. She's looking hard, but she hasn't found a job yet.
Well, I'm in accounting, so it's a little bit easier in that field. I think most of my friends who are in accounting are getting jobs, but, that's...
She's in sociology, and the 47% of us are already taken care of.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, there we go. Oh, there's one last thing. All of Washington is concerned and crushed because the giant panda cub died.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
Oh, yes, it was horrible. My God, human beings were murdered in Baltimore and Washington, and all we talk about is a little animal as big as a stick of butter.
Oh, yeah, I know. Well, I don't...
Could I ask? So if the election were held today, my opinion is I think Obama would win. Right?
I believe so.
Now, it'll be interesting to see. I wonder if the debates would swing this. I think Romney could do well against Obama in the debates. We'll have to see, though.
In Maryland?
No, in the debates. Not in Maryland.
Oh,
I know Obama's going to win Maryland.
I'm sorry, the debates, yes.
I wonder, obviously Obama is an incredible speaker, and he gives wonderful speeches. Does that translate over to debating? I guess it could.
I think this would be wonderful if Mitt Romney just self-destructs and walks off the stage.
Well, I know you would. But I actually have, during the convention...
Yes, I would like to see that.
It was interesting, during the conventions, I thought there were, being a more Republican than Democrat, I thought the Republican National Convention went very, very well. And I'm like... there's no way the Democrats could follow that up. Romney's got this in the bag. And lo and behold, I thought the DNC, I thought they rebounded very nicely. I thought it was great.
The big dog stood up and said, this has got to stop. Re-elect Barack Obama. And that was the beginning of the end for Mitt.
Yeah, so I think maybe Mitt, after the RNC, that weekend between, that probably had a little bit of a bump there. But, to their credit, I thought the DNC responded quite well.
Yeah, I think.
Oh, responded quite well. Brilliant convention. Hey, speaking of that, just on a, I don't know, I'll probably get back into some, but I went to see, my wife and I went to see the new Clint Eastwood movie, Trouble with the Curve.
Mm. Oh, yeah. How was that?
It's brilliant. It's hokey, it's a little, it's got a real storybook ending, but it was so good, it just made you feel good for a change. I really like this.
I
would recommend to anyone out there to go and see it. It was a brilliant movie, it had a lot of flashes of the old Clint in it.
Oh, yeah.
And John Goodman was very good, too, as the director of scouting for the team that Eastwood worked for. It was so good. I loved it. Okay, did we talk about the panda? So what do you think about the panda croaking?
Who cares about the panda? I mean, obviously some people do, but I think there's more important things to talk about.
It's sad, but, you know.
I'm so glad it's not just me talking about who cares about the panda. I'll have the, wait a minute, who are those people, those animal people? PETA picketing my house.
Oh, well then.
My daughter, not Margaret, but my other daughter, Karen, loves pandas. She collects panda paraphernalia. You know, she's got a panda, I swear, Karen has.
Okay, we covered pandas.
Okay.
We've gone from
morning after pill to pandas. That's quite a jump.
The morning after pill for pandas. Now.
Oh, there you go. See, that wouldn't happen.
You know, maybe you know, the panda, actually, the panda is the optimum 47 percenter.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Okay.
About, at least when they're in the zoo.
Percenter.
Yeah. I hadn't thought of that.
Not only gets fed and housed, gets fertility drugs.
Mm-hmm.
All right, enough about the panda, please.
Yeah, I'm done with that.
And when we finally get one to live and grow up, we have to send it to China.
Oh, yeah, that's right, the other one.
Pandas are like good jobs. When they grow into something meaningful, you got to send them to China.
Well,
I know there's
that feedback.
Okay, we're into the last 10 minutes. What do you want to talk about, callers?
Anything but pandas.
Yeah.
All right.
And morning after pills, or any.
All right, the morning after pill discussion is over.
Thank you.
Okay, 410. Three things to improve U.S. education.
Three things to improve what?
U.S. education.
Oh, that's topical. Wasn't there, there was something that just came out today. I think the
it's Education Nation Week again.
Yeah, let me see. I think I saw it in the Yahoo feed.
I don't think there's three things. I think it's going to be like 1,000 things to improve education.
Well, tell me just three things you'd do.
That I do? That's a great question. I don't think there are three things.
You don't think there are three things?
I don't think so.
How about we abolish school for a start?
Yeah.
Abolish what?
School.
That might work.
School gets in the way of education.
That's
possibly.
Sometimes
school is about indoctrination.
Sometimes.
Hey, this is a left-wing show. On this show, it's all the time.
I know.
I'm just teasing.
Norm, you didn't do a very good job with your indoctrination with me, I have to say.
Yeah.
I'm not an indoctrinator.
I know you're not. I'm just kidding.
I'm anything, but I just go with the flow. I'm like a corp.
Yep. You remember when we had that class? It was fall of 06. The economy was going great. The Democrats just won an election.
Yeah.
You had to be a happy man back then.
That was a good class.
It was a good class.
That was the senior seminar.
It was.
Yes, it was. Who else was in that class? First names only, please. Weren't those two sisters in the class?
Two sisters? I don't know.
And they didn't look anything alike?
Oh, yeah, I don't think they were.
They lived right around the corner in that big house?
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. I don't think it was them, though.
Oh.
Well, anyway, I was just reminiscing. Mm. Those were good times. Back on topic now.
So did high school prepare you for college?
Yeah, I think so. I did fine.
Okay. A lot of people say it doesn't these days.
Hmm.
I don't know. We got about 7 minutes left. It's all yours, guys.
Yeah. You know, I
would like, you know, can we talk about, you know, college education? You want to talk about that?
Yeah.
Absolutely. I'd love to talk about that.
Because I've been seeing there was an article in the Wall Street Journal, this must have been a month ago, about, you know, is the price of college education, you know, worth paying for? Does the benefit outweigh the cost? And my personal opinion is, I think within 5 or 10 years, you know, some of these colleges, now I went to College Park, and did your daughter go to Towson, you said?
Yes, she did. My other daughter went to University College.
Right, so we got, you know, we got the in-state tuition, which is great. You know, it's a lot less, but some of the colleges, you know, some of the more the private universities, or even if students are going out of state, you know, is the price, you know, $30,000, $35,000, whatever it is that going to be worth, you know, getting the degree or, you know, getting...
Okay, first of all, from my perspective, the degree, the college... What you are exposed to and how your world widens is priceless.
Yeah, that's a good point. Very good point.
However,
the
act of cost in real dollars is such that you don't get to experience that priceless thing. When I went to undergraduate school, nobody ever believes this. My total cost for 4 years was $1,600.
Now, what happened to those days?
Yeah.
That's a great... I don't know what happened to those days.
Mm.
State started sponsor...
Remember, you and I both used the GI Bill. So I don't know comparable.
Time out. Stop. I didn't use the GI Bill till graduate school.
Mm-hmm.
And the GI Bill was just icing on my cake. I was a completely supported graduate student.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I should have, I should be going to mass every day and thanking God for those years.
Yeah, well, you know, but what I'm saying, you know, we put in our time... You know, military service, and we got the benefits. And your average college student is not going to do that. Just they don't. They just can't conceive of joining the military. You know.
Well, I think everybody should have to join.
I'm in favor of a 2-year mandatory. You know, service, whether it be in the military or in, you know, civil service, one or the other.
No, why not just everybody in the military to keep us from fighting wars?
Yeah, but we don't want every 18-year-old in the freaking military. It'll be a
why not?
Yes.
Why not?
Well, we also have to, I mean... Actually, Germany had that system from right up until a few years ago. They eventually dropped the whole, you know, they did drop the whole thing.
I thought after the Second World War they weren't allowed to draft people.
Once they got their government intact, they became a member of NATO, then they had to provide a military force.
Guess what? I encountered a kid, I'm not going to give any names, but his great-grandfather was the SS general.
Oh, poof.
He put down the Warsaw Ghetto.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what I thought. You know, and the family just emigrated to the United States after the war.
Actually.
He was killed, actually.
Quite a few high echelon people, mostly they, you know, had intellectual value and
like Wernher von Braun?
People like that, yeah. A lot of them emigrated here.
They hung some of his associates with the V2s.
Well,
every time you see the shuttle take off, I want you to think about, not anymore, but I want you to think about V2s raining on London.
Oh, well, I guess we could, you know.
Okay,
you want to ruin the moment. You got to ruin the whole moon landing for me now? How about
Mars?
Yeah,
I'm sorry to say, the Atlas rocket was a direct result of Wernher von Braun.
Okay. Now, what does his scientific achievement have to do? Now, I realize you're going to make a connection to the Nazi Party and the atrocities.
He was a Nazi!
Well, I understand that, but his intellect, the achievement, the technological achievement stands alone. It cannot be judged. It's independent.
He wasn't making rockets for rocket's sake. He was making rockets to kill Brits.
Until he came here. And then he started making rockets for us. And they went both, and they go both ways, don't they?
Then he was making rockets to put our nukes on top of.
Right, so you have peaceful rockets, and you have not so nice rockets.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Anyway, that's about it. We got about 50 seconds left. I really thank you guys for calling tonight and all you listeners out there. I can tell there have been a lot of listeners. We're closing in on 70,000. If we can get a lot of archive listens, we may be able to break the 3,000 mark for September listeners.
Mm-hmm.
I would really like that. And Norm at Night is signing off. Thanks, guys, for coming. We're out of here.
Okay, take care.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.